As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yes, indeed. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, lots of that today, workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can find our chat also happening over on the TalkStream Live area. But you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, may I call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And spell it the way it sounds. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals crab walk higher in face of the pigs contagion spreading. Markets are troubled by that. We'll talk about it. Can the con in Cancun, the UN climate summit losing supporters. We'll talk about that as well. A sneak peek at the outcome documents prepared for Cancun. We'll go into that as well. Agenda 21. It's all on the plate this morning, plus a lot of news. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our marker report for this morning. Tuesday again, November the 23rd, 2010. Active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find gold trading down $2.80 an ounce at $1,363.60. A nice number there, well above the 1350 mark. Silver this morning, off 52 cents, and yet still trading well above $27 at $27.35 a troy ounce. Platinum off $27. What's up with platinum? Down at $1,634. Palladium loses $28. Big drop in palladium this morning at $665 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a widespread developing. $1,355.40 for a low, $1,371 for a high this morning. But at $1,363.60, your gold is up $199.40 excuse me, an ounce year to year for a 17.13% return on your investment. It wasn't but 2 weeks ago we were looking at 30% return on your investment, so things are fluctuating in the market. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,361. And we're a couple of bucks and change above that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The SPDR Gold Shares, the exchange-traded fund, the trust, it's off 4.26 metric tons overnight, holding 1,285.08 metric tons. We'll be right back.
AM 1070. Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a market report up in front of us here. Let's finish it out. Once again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $2.80 at $13.63.60. Silver down 52 cents at $27.35. Platinum off 27 bucks at $1,634. And palladium off 28 at $6.65. Once again, the SPDR gold shares, you know, it's a spider on the corner of the web, as I like to call it. Big hands, deep pockets. They dropped 4.26 metric tons of gold back into the market yesterday. And they're holding 1,285.08 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $56 billion. Can do a lot of damage with $56 billion in these markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 25 at 11,179. The NASDAQ up 14 at 2532. And the S&P 500 off 2, closing out at 1,198. Crude oil this morning drops a $1.39. At $80.35 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, this is where all the mayhem and red ink is coming from, up 47 basis points at 79.08 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. It's trade-weighted basket of currencies. Find out about it all at theice.com. Foreign exchange rates, of course, impacted by that, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning off 27 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop, dropping 83 basis points overnight. That's 0.83%, almost a full point decline there. The euro this morning off 110 basis points, or 1.10%. Exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.35, the British pound off 26 at $1.59, and the Swiss franc at $1.01. A dollar and a penny. Get those Swiss francs right now. Get your francs here. Bond market this morning, lots of interesting stuff happening in the bond market this morning. I guess this is interesting, at least it's interesting to me. The two-year bond moves down from where it was yesterday, above the 0.45% yield that it is this morning, but it moves down 6 basis points back to 0.45. The 10-year moves down as well at 2.75. It drops 8 basis points overnight. The 30-year backs off a little bit, dropping 2 basis points at 4.17. So we see a bit of a reversal here from this boost that it got from QE2. QE2 already apparently losing steam in the bond market. The mortgage market this morning, we're seeing a continuing escalation in the fixed rate mortgages. The 15-year mortgage moves up from 3.68 to 3.96% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.37 to 4.56%. Of course, your prime rate stands and is pegged at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, 49.85 ounces of silver. To buy you 1 ounce of gold, up on the Econoday website, we'll find the economic calendar for today, where we've got a rather busy day. ICS Goldman store sales is out. We'll go there. GDP, corporate profits, the Red Book, and the existing home sales will be out as well. So we'll find all of this, and let's just go there right now and pick up the first report. Second report, jump over here. I just saw that there was one that I could add, so I did. So let's let it go ahead and load, and we'll pick this guy up over here. The ICSC Goldman store sales. Now, of course, there's the ICSC Goldman store sales, and then there's the Red Book, okay? And they're not always following the same thread. But here's how it reads, real short report. They say store sales is off, their projection is off 0.6%. Store sales year-to-year is 2.8%, a pre-holiday lull. That's the way they start this one off, all right? A pre-holiday lull. In other words, people aren't rushing out to Wally World to buy all their junk, all right? A pre-holiday lull ahead of Black Friday. Well, that's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Well, get your fish cakes and eat them up. A pre-holiday lull ahead of Black Friday made for a 0.6% decline in store sales for the November the 20th week. The on-year rate also slipped 0.6% to 2.8%, despite the softness. ICSC Goldman sees strength ahead for holiday sales. I don't know where they're seeing that, but they're saying that despite the softness, they see something good coming up, targeting a respectable plus 3 to 4% on your rate. Red Book is up later this morning. Let's go right to the Red Book and look at it. Now, let's see. Jump over here. Where is Red Book? There's Red Book. Shoppers are holding off ahead of Black Friday promotions. All right? So, we're saying, the Goldman is saying, well, it's a pre-holiday lull. And Red Book is saying shoppers are holding off ahead of Black Friday promotions. All right? So, everybody's going to wait until this coming Friday to go out and start their insane shopping sprees. Well, it might not be insane. Some people enjoy that. According to Red Book's index, which came in at a on-year plus 2.5% in the November 20th week. And this is important because this time period now is going to be a make-or-break period, so we'll watch it as it develops. But Red Book is not looking for a big booming shoppers turnout on Black Friday. Going over here, let's pick this one up. Existing home sales. Oh, this is still the market consensus. Here we go. Market consensus before the announcement. The existing home sales in September, recovering from post-tax credit slumps, jumped 10% to a 4.530 million annualized sales point. I don't believe that. Existing home sales jumped in September 10%. I don't believe that. Existing home sales, let's see. 4.43 million is what they had. No, it didn't get there. We're going to come back to this one and refresh it in a little bit. This is still playing with a consensus, and I don't like the consensus because they're never right. They are always phony. Jump over here and look at this one. The gross domestic product. The recovery is not quite as sluggish as previously believed. Key words here. You got to read this stuff carefully. The economists do. So do the investors. This is what's driving the market. The recovery is not quite as sluggish as previously believed. In other words, the patient is not quite as dead as we thought. Third quarter GDP growth was revised up 2.5% annualized growth from the advanced estimate of 2.0. So they got a 2.5% annualized growth instead of the 2.0 that they had anticipated. The revision came in higher than analysts' expectation for 2.4%. So we're all going to do a happy dance here because we got 2.5 instead of 2.4, and it's just a projection. Well, anyway, upward revision was primarily higher, due higher estimates for personal consumption, producers' durable equipment and software, exports, and get this one, federal government spending. You better believe that federal government spending is driving the marketplace. It is. Corporate profits this morning. Corporate profits in the third quarter posted an annualized $1.427 trillion. Wow. You didn't post that kind of a profit. Neither did I. Profits in the third quarter were up an annualized 13.5%. So even though the corporations are just flagging it in, boy, they're packing their savings accounts up real good. People aren't. And as a result, we're going down, they're going up, and we're leveling the playing field somewhere in the big country. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So back once again, looking at the Econo Day calendar and closing it out for this morning. Again, the existing home sales are out. I was able to go back and refresh the browsers and get a hot, fresh copy of it. Existing home sales fell 2.2% in October to a 4.43 million annual unit rate. So existing home sales not coming up out of the hopper quite yet. There's a whole lot of other material on my browser this morning, just gobs it a bunch. We're going to look at climate change. We'll talk about other things first, and then I'll have to come back to that. Let's go to this one. Kind of a continuing story, picking up British Petroleum, Gulf of Mexico. You know, no one's talking about what's going on down in the Gulf. At least not very many people are. It was pretty much agreed that the media has convinced the people that everything is fine. It's safe to go back in the water, go swim, and have a good day, right? Well, it's not quite the case. But anyway, this article takes us in a little bit different direction. Again, we're after the Bloomberg website, where we find a lot of the financial news, the legal news. This is all out of New York City, you know, so this is the spin they give you. But Kenneth Feinberg here has paid out almost $2 billion from BP PLC's oil spill compensation fund without quelling criticism by Gulf Coast residents, such as casino workers seeking to recover lost tips. Casino workers seeking to recover lost tips. You know, that doesn't really rank really high on my list. But I suppose if they're down in their income, they're down in their income. Today is the deadline. Now, this is kind of distressing. I didn't hear about this, but this is a November the 22nd article. And so yesterday, of all days, you know, 11-11-11-11, November the 22nd, yesterday, apparently, was the deadline for spill victims to apply to the Gulf Coast Claims Facility run by Feinberg for emergency payments. So I'm sorry I wasn't able to report this yesterday morning. I hope any of you that needed to do that and meet that deadline did so, and my heart goes out to you if you didn't. So I'm sorry that you missed your deadline. But that's yesterday, but this is the news today. Today, they say, is the deadline for spill victims to apply to the Gulf Coast Claims Facility run by Feinberg for emergency payments, which are intended to provide immediate relief without requiring recipients to waive their rights to sue BP later. All right? Without requiring recipients. I suppose if you have to sign up now, you're going to have to waive your rights to sue BP later. I would recommend that you don't sign up. Don't ever close that door. Be able to sue BP forever. You don't know when your cancers or other maladies in life might start to come up. The fund draws on a $20 billion account set up by the London-based oil company to compensate those affected by the U.S.'s biggest offshore, and they still use this word, spill. Of course, it's not a spill. All right? Not a spill. Feinberg, a Washington lawyer, has paid out about five times the amount BP provided directly before he took charge of the payments on August the 23rd. Here we are, November 22nd. August 23rd is when this thing was set up. Members of Congress, state officials, and business groups say claims continue to be compensated inconsistently with little explanation for why some are rejected or checks are smaller than the victims requested. All right. Quote, people are frustrated, and they're getting more frustrated when they hear about people who are doing the same job in some other industry but are getting checks, said Beverly Martin, the director of the Mississippi Casino Operators Association. My, what a pigsty. As of November the 20th, more than 411,000 claims had been submitted to Feinberg's fund, with more than 122,000 claims paid or approved for a total of $1.92 billion and 139,000 needing further documentation, according to a status report issued by the facility. Almost 61,200 claims have been denied. Wow. Talk about human tragedy. This is where it's going. We can worry about the SEALs, but boy, the people are really getting the shaft. Now, working correctly, something is working correctly when you get 400,000 claims in 3 months and you pay out over $2 billion, Feinberg said in a phone interview yesterday. Something is working correctly. Feinberg, 65 years old, who administered a fund for victims of the September the 11th massacre, has said the BP facility offers a better deal than claimants are likely to get by going to court, all right? Offers a better deal than the claimants are likely to get by going to court. This is an invitation not to go to court. Don't sue the batards. A casino worker who usually makes $90,000 stands to earn half as much this year because tourism has declined since the BP spill in April, Martin said. Feinberg and the fund have not fairly accounted for the loss of that money when reviewing claims, and few gaming employees have received any compensation, Martin said. All right? Well, maybe there's something to that. You know, you work in the gambling casinos and things like that. I think that the people that were working in the fishing industry and all the related subsidiaries there, you know, you might want to look to them first, but nevertheless, absolutely devastating. Tony Kenyon, the mayor of Orange Beach, Alabama, said some of the residents have received only a small portion of their claims with little explanation. The spill has been absolutely devastating here. We're in the middle of a depression. This isn't a recession. It's an economic shutdown. And it's a lengthy article. You can find more about that on the Bloomberg website. Billionaire Carlos Slim buys a stake in money manager BlackRock. All right? This is yesterday's news, late afternoon here. Carlos Slim, the world's richest man, according to Forbes magazine, has acquired shares of BlackRock, Inc., the world's biggest money manager, the biggest in the biggest, right? The richest in the biggest, expanding his U.S. holdings. Arturo Elias, Slim's spokesman, said yesterday in a telephone interview that he thinks Slim's holding is less than 2%. Blah, blah, blah. More on that. All right, just to let you know, the big guy here, Carlos Slim, picking up BlackRock. Here's a little bit more. Irish rescue plan shifts the focus to Portugal and Spain. Okay, so now we're into the little pigs again. Ireland's plan, you know, every time this happens, this reminds me of the economic hitmen. All right, the economic hitmen came in, put pressure on this guy Cohen, wasn't he? PM for Ireland, and gave him the option. You know, we're going to break your ankles. We're going to break your fingers. We're going to bust your kneecaps. But you're going to take this money, put your people in debt. And he did. Ireland's plan to seek a European rescue risks escalating rather than alleviating the sovereign debt crisis as investors turn their focus to high-budget deficit nations of southern Europe led by Portugal. Ireland's November the 21st decision to request emergency aid from the European Union. Wow. Rather than leaving the sovereign debt crisis as investors turn their focus to the high-budget deficit nations of southern Europe led by Portugal. So we're going back to the pigs, all right? Ireland's November the 21st decision to request emergency aid from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund did little to reverse the jump in borrowing costs. Who's going to make the money here? I think Doug Owen and Michael Vail did a pretty good job hammering through this. You can find more information about it up on Blacklisted News, The Vantage Point. Look at the articles and read them up. These guys, this is what a Ponzi scheme in here. But who's going to make the money? They're Rothschilds, of course. They're going to pick up all the interest yield on this stuff. Of course they will. Even as EU leaders said Ireland's bailout will stem contagion in the euro region, investors are turning their attention to Portugal, which hasn't cut government spending and has barely grown for a decade. A rescue of Portugal may increase pressure on its high budget deficit neighbor, Spain, whose growth is going, it's global, folks. It's global. It's a meltdown. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. Your calls are certainly welcome, folks. Let's go right straight to the telephones and talk this morning to our roving reporter from Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff. How are you? How's your coffee and sandwich going down?
Well, things are going just fine with me. And we'll have to confess I'm flying blind here. So bear with me. Let me share a theme of the week, and that's to do with the economy, and has to do with the meltdown of this country. Think about this. If Red China devalues the dollar by dumping our dollars back on this country, or the derivatives, or whatever, or the Federal Reserve just keeps on printing money, guess what? The creature comforts that people have become so used to in America. A lot of people are on psychotropic drugs. A lot of people drink booze, read porn, go to sports events, have cable TV, cell phones, Blackberries. In other words, if all of a sudden the supply gets shut off instantly and people have to go cold turkey and live like the Amish, the American people would pull their hair out. And that's going to be the future of this country. And it doesn't have to be an attack. It doesn't have to be an EMP attack of any kind. It doesn't have to be anything. Just the Chinese pulling the plug. Think about how much power that is.
Well, it's definitely one of the parts of the puzzle, but I wouldn't limit it just to the Chinese. You know, we've got a lot of of the OPEC producers that have been putting money into our system as well for a great long time. And so there.
That's true.
This morning I read an article about Carlos Slim, ostensibly the wealthiest man on the planet, according to the Forbes list. He's down in Mexico. He's a multi-billionaire, 60-some billion dollars in public funds. But this guy, you know, he's buying up stuff here in the country too. So, you know, America's got the big for sale sign, foreclosure sign hanging out there.
That's true.
Everybody's coming in and buying. Certainly China would want to do it. I mean, you would want to do it too, Jeff. You want to collateralize your debt. So they're holding all this fiat money, this funny money. You know, they don't want to be hanging out to dry if we devalue or if we have to repudiate the debt. So everybody's trying to buy a piece of the action. And so, I can well imagine if you shut off the popcorn, you shut off the beer, and you shut off the porn, you know, you might see more than just a meltdown. You might see people out in the streets finally actually tearing the hell out of the infrastructure. Unfortunately, unless they've got, you know, some pretty good intel and some good guidance, I would imagine that they will beat the hell out of everything that's the wrong thing to beat the hell out of, and let all the gangsters run free.
You're exactly right. And no, you're right about the OPEC nations and Mexico and so forth. I just threw out China because they're the biggest. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You have Russia, China, Middle East, along with Mexico and the third world countries just coming in like vultures for the kill.
You probably have heard of Jeff of a brick bat. You heard that phrase before, a brick bat?
I've never heard that.
Well, the brick bat is like, it's like throwing a brick through somebody, you know. But you think about throwing a brick. Well, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Now, there's a brick bat that could be used to bash the up alongside of the stubborn American. You know, might get
that. That's true. I like that. Well, I love that, Will. You are, you know, boy, great minds always think alike. And now think of this before I get off the phone. Imagine the inner cities who are dependent on social programs of all kinds, and all of a sudden that social program dries up. Imagine the unions, their goodies dry up. Imagine all these people dependent on these service jobs, which are nothing. It's a house of cards. They dry up. Imagine the inner cities going over to the rich suburbs. I was on the subway the other day. There was a woman like texting or looking at her cell phone or whatever, and I was about to get off the train, and she says, "Wait until the train stops." And she looked like one of these rich people. I said, "Excuse me, I got to catch a train. Could I catch the commuter train?" And this lady just was acting like a liberal. And I just said to myself, "You know what? You know what I say? Well, it's going to be people like that that are going to get raped when these third worlders come into their pretty neighborhood and they're not ready for it. Nobody's ready for it." And you know what it is? It's the states that don't believe in the right to bear arms. Those are going to be the states where all these rich people are going to fall prey to the gangsters from the inner city going over to there, and it's going to be like Zimbabwe.
Well, another thing, Jeff, is that I wouldn't rule out the other option too. You know, there's always Bubba. You know, you've got the.
Oh yes, Bubba.
You got plenty of people that are here illegally. You've got a lot of people here that spend a lot of time and money and effort to creep into this country, and they're not finding any more roofing jobs either. But you've also got Bubba out there, you know, and there's lots of Bubbas out there on unemployment. They got the four wheel drive, they got the rifle rack, they got the 30-06 and a 12-gauge, and when push comes to shove, they're going to be doing some pushing and shoving. I don't know if you ever saw.
Oh yeah.
I don't know whether you ever saw the movie Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick's work. But,
I did that a long, long, long time ago.
So did I, and it really, to me, it was prescient because this is one of the directions that we're not guarded from. You know, when the dissatisfied youth and the dissatisfied poor and the disenfranchised in this country finally see the light in the tunnel. And they realize that the oyster field and the cherry tree is ripe for the picking. I think we're going to see we have a possibility here of really seeing an internal strife, and it wouldn't necessarily need to be a civil war, but it would certainly be civil unrest when the people that don't have go and turn against the people that have. I mean, this is what we had with the French Revolution. All that snap and guillotine, Jeff.
Off with their heads.
Off with their heads, yeah.
Let them eat cake. Now, Will, you are so right about Bubba. Bubba is no joke because Bubba will be on the other side of the equation who will say, over my dead body, will you take over my land? I'm in North Carolina, and we're putting a hedge around our community. We got the guns out, lock and load them. Yahoo! I don't watch the news, but boy, oh boy, I know what I'm looking at. Yahoo! And Will, yippee! And have a good one.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Yeah. So Jeff from Chelsea calling in on his break. Yeah. Definitely. There's lots of different things in this matrix, and we need to be really careful about jumping to any conclusions. No one in this country has any real experience unless they have come from Chile or Brazil or some other place. They don't really have any experience with a complete social breakdown. But I think right where we're headed for. And it's an engineered crisis. It's one that's going to be extremely difficult to overcome. But let's jump back into this one and see what we got here. Just talk about a little bit more of the news out of the news basket. U.S. office rebound to be delayed by a shadow space. All right, shadow space. You ever heard of that? We've been talking about all the foreclosure problems. We've been waiting to see what happens from the economic sector when it gets down to commercial space. Well, here's an article that talks a little bit about that. Again, yesterday's news, U.S. office sector will be the slowest to recover. Think about that now. The U.S. office sector will be the slowest to recover as companies absorb empty space and advances in technology reduce the need for square footage, said Kenneth Rosen, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Unoccupied, they call it, quote-unquote, shadow inventory, accounts for 3 to 5% of the total business leases, and that space will be filled before firms sign new rental agreements. So all of the, everybody's looking for a construction rebound. Better get a grip. It ain't going to come. All right, we've got all these houses that are in foreclosure right now. We've got all of the commercial space that's out there, and it's just out there sitting, and it's sitting empty. Unoccupied shadow inventory, again, accounts for 3 to 5% of the total business leases. And that space will be filled before new firms sign rental agreements. Rosen, chairman of the Berkeley's Fisher Center for Real Estate and Urban Economics, said at a conference in San Francisco. And then he goes this way, cloud computing and other tech advances let employees work away from the office, further reducing space need. Now, we can say, well, I work at home. All right. Oh, well, I work at home. Well, do you work at home? How many people that you don't see in offices are being covered by this other shadow that say, well, those people are all just working at home? Are they working at home, or are they off? Are they out? Or have they been laid off? Okay. How many of the people that work at home have just had their computer connection or their password deleted? All right. Cloud computing, other tech advances. Well, in some ways, going back to what Jeff was talking to or alluding to, the people that live in the cities and they've got a nice place out in the country, they make maybe $150,000 to $200,000 a year or more. Why would they want to risk themselves going into a parking garage? Why would they want to risk the expense and the danger of driving into the inner city to go to their office if they can work from their home? To hell with the office building. Let the office building, run empty, and, they'll have monkeys hanging from the rafters in that place. Every company has shadow space. Rosen, who also runs Berkeley-based hedge fund Rosen Real Estate Securities LLC, said in an interview yesterday, most U.S. cities face prolonged vacancies because of the surplus. All right? If you're in the knowledge base industries, everything green and social media, there is large growing demand for space. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So, of course, everybody's been talking about these body scanners, the rapist scan and all that, Michael Chertoff and the rest. Well, there's an article now starting a little bit of a blowback coming. Protests, impact on U.S. air travel may be muted by limited scanner use. John Hughes and Julian Nair writing for Bloomberg yesterday. Airport security protesters, there you go, airport security protesters may have limited impact on U.S. Thanksgiving holiday travel because the body scanning device is being targeted aren't yet being widely used in terminals. The article continues. The TSA has installed more than 400 body scanners capable of detecting items beneath passengers' clothes at 70 U.S. airports, agency spokesman Greg Sewell said yesterday. That means fewer than a fifth of the nation's 2,200 security lanes at 450 commercial airports will have the devices. All right, fewer than a fifth, one out of five. The good news about this particular holiday season, and this is fluff stuff here, folks. This is propaganda. The good news about this particular holiday season is that you're likely, probably not. Careful choice of words there. You're likely, probably not to encounter one, said Rick Cini, chief executive officer of FareCompare.com, an online travel site. Federal transportation screeners, airlines, and travelers have been preparing for tomorrow, one of the busiest travel days of the year. It may be complicated by some groups' planned protests of body scanners. All right? They're in damage control and getting ready. It may be complicated by some groups' planned protests of body scanners. Passengers should, quote-unquote, use some judgment and not tie up others traveling to see loved ones over the holiday, John Fistol, administrator of security agency, said yesterday, quote, we'll be fully staffed. You better believe it. We'll be fully staffed, Pistole said on NBC Today's show. The question becomes, what happens to the wait times and the people end up missing flights because a small or large group, whomever it is, decides to protest and delay those vast majority of people who just want to get home for the holidays, okay? So if you're one of those protesters out there, your people are going to be, I would imagine, that on the television, the hellivision, and their radios, mainstream, lamestream media, will be painting a rather dim picture of you. Of course, unfortunately, they won't be talking about the issues of freedom and the damage to the body and to your genetic pool for messing with these body scanners, but this is the way it's going. Traveling as planned. Airlines said they're seeing no effects from the planned protest. Delta Airlines has seen no notable volume of cancellations or flights missed because of the screening processes. Anecdotal evidence from our folks at the airport and reservation centers has been that there is very little problem, said Tim Smith. The overwhelming majority, it's always the greatest good of the greatest number, are generally traveling exactly as planned. All right? Don't get in the way of the lemmings, folks. Pistole, in an interview with Fox News, said he would like to work with agencies, including the Government Accountability Office, to determine, quote, are there less intrusive means that still provide that high level of confidence in terms of screening? All right? They're not backing down on this one. Echoing a statement issued by TSA on Sunday, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said yesterday that security procedures are evolving. Gum things up. Tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving holiday, has been declared National Opt-Out Day by several groups, urging passengers to avoid the scanners and slow the screening by choosing a pat-down search instead. Organizers object to the detailed view of passengers' bodies that the scanners depict for a screener located in a remote room, along with what they say are negative health effects of the devices of what they say, right? Negative health effects of what they say. A small number of protesters could gum things up, so travelers should get to the airports early. People already get to the airports 2 and 3 and 4 hours early. It doesn't seem to matter how early you get to the airports. All right. Anyway, a small number of protesters could gum things up. So let's make sure we got a small number of protesters out there gumming things up. When people learn about the radiation risk, they may well decide that they want to go with an enhanced pat-down. Babb said the security agency doesn't have the manpower to put their hands in everyone's pants. So, yeah, that could cause some delays. All right. Babb, James Babb, co-founder of the website WeWon'tFly.com. All right. WeWon'tFly.com. Scanner deployment. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, wait, he's coming out again, is backing the opt-out effort. He's also the guy that killed the Corvair, as are the civil liberties organizations, Electronic Privacy Information Center, and passenger group FlyersRights.org. The TSA has been accelerating the use of scanners after the U.S. said Nigerian Umar Farouk, whatever his last name, tried to blow up a Northwest airline on its approach to Detroit December the 25th by igniting explosives in his underpants. Security agencies plan to deploy 1,000 of the scanners at the airports by the end of next year. All right, so they only got a 400 now. It's going to go up to 1,400. I say, don't fly. All right? Don't comply. Ask why. And just forget about it. I don't know. Anyway, 6-1 and half a dozen the other. But the usurper is to promote the auto industry's rebirth in one of the fastest dying towns. Another article off Bloomberg, Hans Nichols and Juliana Goldman writing this. Barry the usurper heads into the second half of his term still trying to convince the public that his $814 billion stimulus and the bailout of General Motors and Chrysler LLC are paying economic dividends. All right? And so he's going to go stumping in Kokomo, Indiana, a once thriving manufacturing center, seeking to make his arguments in that area that's benefited from both, all right? But there's more to that story. Let's see if I can figure this out and doing back and forth. I'm having to do a lot of jumping here. Let's see if we got this. Let's go to there. Let's go over here and see about this one. This is kind of difficult to do the way that we got it, so many of them on here, but let's see if we can get it. Where are we? I'm looking for that other article. I want that other article, and I want it now. Let's see, where is it? What I want to do is I want to get to the bottom of this guy. Let's see, XSAC, more voters, Obama's economic team is going to lose him. Where did he go? Where did it go? Hold on. Bear with me a minute, folks. We've got so many of these things in here. And where did it go? Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, I'll have to come back to it. I'm going to find that one. Maybe we'll get it during the break and come back to it. So the rest of this article, the visit to Indiana is one of Obama's first domestic trips. What the heck? Why can't I get this one? What I want to do is I want to get right down to the business here. Barry the Usurper and the boys are, let's see if I got this one. Rebound delayed, shadow space, billionaires, we got that already. Fine, climate change, got that one already. Bulls, yeah, here it is. Okay, this is where I want to go. Sometimes you just have to dig in. The Usurper bolsters the U.S. hybrid auto sales in waning consumer markets. You know, we talk about it, sustainable development all the time here. You know, sustainable development is propping up, shoring up one of the environmental or developmental concerns that would otherwise fall on its own face. This article speaks to that. Angela Grayling Keane and Jeff Green, I don't imagine they're Irish, write this for Bloomberg. President Barry the Usurper administration has bought almost a fourth of the Ford Motor Company and General Motors Company hybrid vehicles sold since he took office, accelerating federal purchases as consumer demand wanes. You boil sustainable development down, you can boil it down to one word. That word is demand, and if the demand isn't there, all right, sustainable development collapses, all right? So these green cars, well, people are not interested, all right? So what's happening? Using tax dollars and creating more money and throwing it into existence, you know, creating it into existence, creating out of thin air and loaning it into existence at interest, Barry the Usurper is supporting these hybrid vehicles. The U.S. General Services Administration, which runs the government fleet, bought at least 14,584 hybrid vehicles in the past two fiscal years. They didn't buy Pintos, you know. They didn't buy the little Kias or whatever those things are. They get 935 miles to the gallon and cost $2.50, weighing in at about the same weight as an envelope. No. What they're doing is they're buying the most expensive automobiles on the market. 14,584 hybrid vehicles in the past two fiscal years, or about 10% of 145,473 vehicles the agency purchased in that period. All right, FedGov, 145,473 vehicles that they purchased, of which about 10% were these hybrids. All right, according to sales data by Bloomberg, obtained by Bloomberg under an Freedom of Information request, in fiscal 2008, hybrids accounted for less than 1% of government purchases, the data showed. So from 2008 to 2010, they've bumped it up to about 10% of these hybrids. The government is boosting investment in a technology that has failed to win broad acceptance after more than a decade in the marketplace. Too big to fail? I don't think so. Stupid idea? Absolutely. Leave it to the government.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now, in our second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, going through the news basket in the first hour. Lots of new, newsy news, as we like to say. Getting into it a little bit here, get a little steamy about these hybrid vehicles that the government is buying. Nobody else seems to be buying these things, but we're buying it. Let's continue with the article. This off Bloomberg's website. Government, again, is boosting investment in a technology that has failed to win broad acceptance after more than a decade in the marketplace. All right? Consumer sales of hybrids are headed for their third consecutive yearly decline. People aren't interested. They don't want it. We've done the numbers for you before right here on the broadcast. You look at the price of a new Ford Fusion, then take a look at the Fusion as a hybrid, and the amount of money extra that you pay for that, and then you amortize that out, run it over 100,000 miles, average life of an automobile. You know, the government retires them faster than that. You can buy government vehicles at an auctions, you know, for 80,000 to 90,000 mile vehicles, you know, they're going to retire them. So they'll never amortize. They'll never get the money out of it. You can't drive it far enough to get your money back out of these things, no matter how much you might save, if there's any savings at all. Whatever you might save during the course of it, you're going to spend in higher insurance costs and higher prices paying off those loans. Of course, they're not taking loans. They're just creating the money out of nothing, out of whole cloth, and laying it against the future and borrowing it at interest, you know, from FedGov. Anyway, consumer sales of hybrids are headed for their third consecutive yearly decline. Government agencies and businesses have said they'll also purchase all electric models being introduced by automakers, including GM. All right, so even though they've got the smart grid system going out all across America with the four-star energy rated appliances, even though they've got little sensors and tattletales inside your house, and they're cutting back your air conditioner use on hot days and shutting off your heat in the middle of the winter, you know, they want a smart toaster on every counter to cut back on electrical use, the government's going to go into the business of buying these electric cars that at the end of each day are going to have to get charged up and cause a brownout in a town near you. All right? At some point, here's a quote, at some point, the reality is that for this technology to be accepted, it needs to be done without a government crutch. That's sustainable development, folks. That's just the way it is, said Jeff Schuster, the director of forecasting at J.D. Powers and Associates in Troy, Michigan. Without a huge gas price increase, watch this now, or further government demand, the natural demand just isn't to be there. Without a huge gas price increase, watch that gas price increase. Watch that one. That's a wild card that we don't control, but they do. You want to get those hybrid cars sold? Jack up the price of gasoline to $10, $15, $20 a gallon. See how many people stand in line for these more expensive automobiles to get 1.5 miles per gallon further. All right? The natural demand just isn't going to be there. Or further government demand. How many of these automobiles will be exported and we'll be seeing them wearing green paint someplace in Afghanistan or Iraq? Out across all the military bases all around the Americas and 170 countries, wherever they've got all these military bases, 600 of them, all the staff cars, the generals, etc., everybody's driving a Ford Prius hybrid, right? Stimulus money used, about 3,100 of the hybrids purchased by the GSA were paid out of $300 million that the agency received from the 2009 economic stimulus package. Free money. Free money. Step right up, get your nose in that trough, piggy. A spokeswoman for the agency in an interview, another 5,600 of them were bought with proceeds from selling older cars in the government fleet. All right. Where did they sell those older cars? I thought we had a cash for clunkers program. Who bought those older cars in the government fleet? How old were those cars and how many miles did they have?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality of voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I guess it's time to send more whiskey and porn to North Korea, you know, so they'll quit killing the people in South Korea, but there's shooting rockets and other crap over there again today. You know, an ongoing program. We build the best enemies that money can buy, no doubt about it. And our own government seems to be one of the worst enemies that we've got, unfortunately. Continuing, this is just the beginning. Merriam said our main goal is to increase the fuel efficiency of the federal fleet. The fuel efficiency of the federal fleet, all right? As if they don't have, you know, billions of gallons of gasoline in reserves, you know, just starving us out. The other goal is to drive the market towards cleaner technology. Drive the market, all right? Creating demand, sustainable development. That's what it's all about. It's in the early stages of the government acquiring more hybrids and in larger quantities, right? Who's buying the hybrids? Government. Who is government? All right, that's you. That's your money. You know, you can't even afford to put spark plugs in your car these days, and these guys are out there doing what they're doing, right? The models purchased by the government range from $23,000 to $47,000, all right? What is the government doing driving $47,000 automobiles? What are we doing here? The government paid an average of $5,281 less for its hybrid vehicles than sticker prices at a dealership. How come? Because they own the dealerships. They bought the production chain, all right? Global sales of hybrids, plug-in hybrids, and electric cars are projected to be 954,500 vehicles, or about 2.2% of the 44.7 million passenger vehicles projected to be sold this year. Seems like a real big damn deal, doesn't it? 2% of hybrids, plug-ins, and electric cars, 2% of all the vehicles created will be these anomalies, all right? And who's buying them? Government. The lesson learned, lessons learned, best practices, the lessons learned is that it isn't easy to make these vehicles mainstream. All right, so you put these things out, you know, the government worker, your child protection service person comes and they show up in your driveway and they're driving a $47,000 hybrid vehicle, right? And then they come in and harangue you and harass you for smoking in the house in the presence of a young one or something like that. But everybody sees this car on the road and they think, well, those are nice, honey. Poor honey, he's just gotten tubed. The wife's now interested in a hybrid. He's in trouble, all right? Anyway, or maybe he buys a hybrid for Christmas for his wife, you know? And so now they're out there. Well, they've got to have them out on the roads for people to even see these things, you know? You got some kind of a, you know, a leaf going down the road dragging 100-foot of extension cord. I don't know. Toyota Motor Corporation sold the first hybrid Prius or Prius in Japan in 1997. Honda Motor Company introduced the first hybrid to the United States in 1999. Been around a while. Total U.S. hybrid sales since then have been about 1.8 million, or about 1% of the 175 million cars and trucks sold. Who's buying them? Maybe it's that 1% that has the money at the top of the heap, government employees. U.S. government buys hybrids almost exclusively from Ford and GM. It only bought 17 Prius models and 5 Honda Civic hybrids in the past 2 years. Chrysler Group LLC stopped making hybrids in 2008 after about 2 months of production. They took one look at that and said, nope. Government purchased about 64% of GM Chevy Malibu hybrid models and 29% of all Ford Fusion hybrids manufactured since the usurper took office in 2009. 64%, the data shows. GM stopped making the Malibu hybrid in 2009 after lack of consumer demand. Leading by example? Well, you get the idea. Lengthy article. Lengthy article. It's up there. Let's go into the climate change. Well, let's see. What else do I have before I jump there? Make sure I've got everything taken care of that I wanted to talk about. Yeah. More voters. Now, this is pretty obvious. Let's hit that one. Come on. More voters say the usurper doesn't deserve a second term in office, a poll finds. Okay, again, Bloomberg, Catherine Dodge writing yesterday. Almost half of the voters say the usurper doesn't deserve a second term, and he's in a statistical tie with two possible Republican challengers, a Quinnipiac University poll shows. By 49% to 43%, poll respondents say the usurper shouldn't be reelected in 2012. If a contest were held today with Republican rival Mitt Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, Obama, is supported by 44% of those surveyed and Romney by 45%, so it would be a close race. In a race with former Arkansas governor Mike Huckabee, let's get the retreads out, all right? Let's get all the retreads out. In a race with former Arkansas governor Mike Huckabee, the usurper garners 46% to Huckabee's 44%. The usurper does the best in a race against Sarah Palin, winning 48% to 40%. The poll has a margin of error plus or minus 2%. Palin is very unpopular among independents, and although she recently said she thought she could defeat the usurper, the data does not necessarily show that assertion. Continues Peter Brown, blah, blah, blah. Palin responded, I believe so, when asked in an interview with Barbara Walters, Baba Walter, baby, of ABC News, whether she could defeat the usurper in 2012, blah, blah, blah. All right. Anyway, he's not getting a lot of support out there. He's losing people in, even inside of his administration, continuing. We've seen Lawrence Summers and others go bye-bye. Well, here's another one. The usurper's economy team will lose Farrell. Treasury's Barr as turnover widens. Diana Farrell, deputy director of the usurper's National Economic Council, and assistant treasury secretary Michael Barr leaving the administration, adding to the turnover in the ranks of the White House economic team that worked on the government's response to the worst financial crisis in more than 70 years. And perhaps we should say goodbye and good luck. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve the usurper and the country, Farrell said in a statement. Who cares? Goodbye, baby. Gone. You're out of here. Never should have come in the first place. Nothing but bad ideas, band-aids, so on and so forth. Let's go back over here now. I'm going to get into the climate. I really want to talk about this today and see if I can find it. It should be stuffed in there someplace. There it is. Oh, my. So much on the browser this morning. Climate change math in treaties flawed by suspect calculations. Natalie Obico-Pearson writing for Bloomberg yesterday. Jan Nesbitt, a University of London earth sciences professor who has traveled the world testing the air for greenhouse gas pollution, makes his way to a rocky outcropping on the eastern coast of Hong Kong Island on a sunny November afternoon. I wonder how much she was paid to go there. He takes out a battery-operated pump connected to a thin tube and a plastic bag to capture traces of the wind. Wow, this guy is a real Fruit Loop. Anyway, he says, this is a good day for collecting samples, said Nisbet, 61, looking out to the sea. There's a good strong breeze blowing in from the mainland. It's the breath of China. Hooking up his air-sucking device, Nisbet says the world puts too much faith in government estimates of carbon dioxide, methane, and other heat-trapping gases blamed for climate change. That's because companies and countries base emissions calculations on raw materials that go into a factory or a power plant, and they don't check the pollution that comes out. See, we're really dealing with a problem here. There's 110 ways to leave your lover, but there's only one way, you know, one road to truth, oftentimes. And they're not really going there. They don't want to go there. It's like going on a diet without weighing yourself, explains Ray Weiss, a geochemistry professor at Scripps Institution of Oceanography in California. I'll let you know he's probably suspect. Whose article with Nesbitt in the June issue of Science argues for measuring the atmosphere. Well, we'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So very unusual piece of work here, this writing and these people that are involved in the writing. How do we measure? They go this, as the world turns to climate treaties and emissions trading markets to tame global warming, scientists and regulators are clashing over a key question. How do we measure the pollution we're trying to reduce? Now, that's like the million-dollar question. How do we measure the pollution we're trying to reduce? Companies use bottom-up calculations and report their emissions estimates based on inputs. All right, it's all about inputs and outtakes now. Inputs. How much coal a plant burns, how much oil a factory consumes, how much lime is added to cement. Countries tabulate these estimates and add nationwide figures. How many vehicles drive within their borders, how much waste people plow into the landfills, even how many methane-belching sheep graze in the pastures. All right. Nesbitt, Weiss, and dozens of researchers, just think of that, folks, just think of that. All that grant in aid, all that grant money. And this bag is taking his bag and his little wind tube, and he's going around all over the world, and he's sucking up, filling up little bags of wind, little wind bag. What a guy, huh? They're sounding an alarm that greenhouse gases measured in the atmosphere can be double of what companies and nations estimate on the ground. Well, we've seen how these liars figure. In the case of one heat-trapping gas called sulfur hexafluoride, SF6, countries report that output has plummeted since 1995 based on their counts on military radar systems, electrical equipment, and factories that use it to soundproof windows, all of which can release the gas. Scientists say measuring the air shows levels have surged since at least 2000. We're using less, and levels are surging. Wow. Maybe they haven't found all of the ways that SF6 gets into the air. Centuries or millennia. Getting the measurements right is crucial because SF6 traps 23,900 times more heat molecules than carbon dioxide and lingers for up to 3,200 years. And my question is, how the hell do you know that? These people start getting out in, well, 6 million years ago, for 3,200 years, for millions and millions of years, but we may not be around for another 20 years if this government continues going the way it's going. Why are you worrying about 3,200 years ahead? These gases lead to climate change for centuries or millennia. So there's a finite amount you can ever put up in the atmosphere. Said Stephen Pacala, the director of Princeton's University Environmental Institute, for every release you're taking something from some subsequent person. Okay, that's Agenda 21. That's straight up. It's right out of the textbook. Here it is. What's the development of sustainable development from the Brundtland Report, Our Common Future, released in 1987? Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. You can just simply restate it the way he has here. For every release, you're taking something from some subsequent person. Making sure the numbers add up is important for a more immediate reason. They underpin the only international climate treaty that sets mandatory limits for greenhouse gases. That 192 country pact, known as the Kyoto Protocol, went into effect in 2005 and set emissions targets for 38 of the countries that signed on. Suckers. Nations will gather in Cancun, Mexico, beginning November the 29th for the annual United Nations-led climate talks. Now, in case that date went right over your head, that's right around the corner, November the 29th, okay? So we've been talking about this, and I'm going to let the rest of this article go because it's just lengthy. And jump over to browser number two here and pick this one up instead. Let's see if we can get it to come up for me. Here we go. It's a PDF file. It takes a moment to load. But thanks to Chris, Five often frequents our chat room and listens on a regular basis to the broadcast. She sent me a page that was absolutely chuck-a-luck full with the documents that are going to be coming forward out of Cancun. And in this, we find a document that has basically, it's an outcome statement prior to the meeting. They write this stuff up in advance, then they all get together and eat rubber chicken, hold hands, sing kumbaya, and then they come out with these documents that have been written in advance, probably by the Tavistock Institute or someplace else. Brookings Institution, maybe they whooped this up for them, or perhaps this was done for them by the Pew Institute. It seems to have a group or an agency for just about everything. But it's a 124-page document. I'll try and drop this a link to this document in the chat room for you. But let's go ahead and scroll all the way back up to the top. You know, these PDF files work in an old computer. It takes like 2 weeks to move around a 124-page document. This is one half of the length of Agenda 21. And these things are developed on a regular basis, all right? This is the Framework Convention on Climate Change. This was put out on September the 20th of 2010, and talks about the conference of the parties. So when you hear COP15 and COP16, COP is an acronym for the Conference of the Parties. These are the parties that have signed on to this Kyoto Protocol and are moving us into this time of climate change, where climate change becomes the wet dream, out of the Club of Rome, and it's on us, and it's at us. The review of the implementation of commitments and other provisions of the convention, financial mechanism of the convention, report to the Global Environment Facility to the Conference of the Parties, and guidance to the Global Environment Facility, right? This is how this thing heads up. You can find it on the internet, FCCC/CP/2010/5, United Nations, all right? This is how these things go. They plague my life. I'm always reading these United Nations documents, and they are a bit onerous. There's no doubt about that. But let's see if we can pull this off. Note by the Secretariat, the Conference of the Parties, COP, you know, this is your climate COPs, your COP, all right, by its decision, adopted and thereby brought into force a memorandum of understanding, these MOUs. They're very important to understand what these MOUs are all about. Instead of doing a treaty, as we mentioned with Vicki Davis the other day, instead of doing a treaty, what we do is memorandums of understanding. So we cut these side deals, these backroom deals. We agree on something without formally going into a treaty. And that's important because it doesn't have to come before the Senate for a ratification. It can come in the way of the executive order that created the National Ocean Council back on July the 19th when Barry the Usurper gave his accession to the law of the sea, all right? You never have gotten that through the Senate. Media would have had a heyday with it, but they bring it in with an executive order. Same thing here. So it continues, it says, the MOU, that would be a memorandum of understanding, between the COP and the Council of Global Environmental Facility. They call that the GEF, the Global Environment Facility. The MOU provides, inter alia, all right, this is a word that you need to know when you listen to Become Vocal Local, that's Latin. It's the only Latin phrase that these globalists seem to be aware of, but this is the one they use all the time. It's kind of like, and for other purposes, you've seen that in statutes, right? So here's this law, blah, 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 big long law, and for other purposes. What the heck is with that? All right, here's the wild card. They throw it in, all right? So they say the MOU provides, inter alia, that means among others in Latin, that annual reports of the GEF, or the Global Environmental Facility, be made available to the COP through the Secretariat. So the COP goes to the Secretariat to figure out what the GEF has said. Thus saith the GEF. In response to that provision, the GEF Secretariat has submitted the attached report, see the annex, dated July the 10th, or July the 1st of 2010. Let's see, that would be 18 days before Barry the Usurper signed off on the created the National Ocean Council. Funny, isn't it, how we didn't get that off of Bloomberg? It's reproduced here as submitted without formal editing and with the original pagination, an update to Annex 3 to the report of the GEF, status of national communications from parties not included in Annex 1 to the convention will be issued separately as an addendum to this document. The MOU also provides that the COP shall, pursuant to Article 11, well, it goes on and on and on. Well, we're going to go into a little bit of this 124-page document in the balance of the broadcast. Do stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again to this GEF report to the UN Framework Conventions on Climate Change. It's all coming up in on the 29th in Cancun, Mexico. Rather interesting little town, too, if you Google that and look down at it. It's real difficult to get any kind of a clear screen. It looks like they've got some kind of a filter, at least on my browsers, so that you can't get a real detailed view of what Cancun looks like from the air. But continuing along here from the table of contents, just to give you an idea of the scope of this 124-page document, it starts off with abbreviations and acronyms. Now, you cannot get involved at all with the United Nations and with these kinds of writers unless you are willing to either keep a United Nations glossary of terms always available and continuously add to it. And if I had started this 9-10 years ago when I got into this onto this thread, I don't know how many pages my UN glossary would have at this time. But the abbreviations and the acronyms are plague, because as you go through and read these various and sundry documents, you're continuously overwhelmed by all of the acronyms. And unless you can remember them, you don't know exactly what you're reading. It's not exactly clear. And I want to make sure that what I've just loaded doesn't have a sound thing in it. All right. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But so the first thing they do is they get into their abbreviations and their acronyms, and they go into their executive summary, the introduction, and then achievements of the GEF, climate change mitigation. All right, mitigation. It doesn't say ending it, bringing it to end or anything like that. No, they're mitigating climate change, and they're going to do it by a variety of different tools. The overview and overall analysis, energy efficiency, renewable energy, sustainable urban transport, land use change, and forestry, sustainable forest management, and achievements during the reporting period. Now again, for those who haven't studied or haven't read Agenda 21, this stuff is difficult. This is why it's important to get this book, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, 1992, with a foreword by Maurice Strong, and read it. Because we're not going to be able to comprehend what the agenda is if we don't know what the agenda is, and it's available for you to read. They're telling you what they're going to do and what they have done. But what we will find in this process, going through this Cancun climate change, is that almost everything that they have done and all of the little feathers that they have in their bonnet have all been done in particularly unnoteworthy small countries. Right? We're being raped to do little bits here and a little bit there and a little bit here and a little bit there in developing countries. And the product of all of the billions and billions and millions and millions is largely consumed by experts that then will say, they will write, and they will come up with new abbreviations and new acronyms, but precious little is being done to mitigate the effects of climate change, man-made or otherwise. It's mostly just paperwork, busy work, and everybody taking a rake off the top. You create $1 billion out of no place, and you cut it in half. And $500 million go to the first tier, the top tier, of the managers. Then you cut that in half, and $250 million goes to the second tier of managers. And then you cut that in half, and $125 million goes to the third tier of managers. You cut that in half, and you got $61.5 million that go to the fourth tier of managers, which leaves $61 million out of $1 billion loaned into existence by the international financial community at interest, will actually be translated into a project of some sort or other, whether that be a little wood stove for the sub-Saharan Africans, or whether it be, something, gas bags or something for the sheep. Bottom line is that everybody makes money except for the people at the very bottom of the pile, and none of the people at the bottom of the pile really benefit from any of these measures. Curiously enough. Technology transfer and pilot projects. I've told you about the pilot project that we have locally with a wind turbine standing up by the Crowder College, which on most days, out of any 365, those turbines are standing stationary and it's not producing any electricity for anyone's use or addition to the grid. Technology transfer projects. It's like this guy, Nigel, or whatever his name was, that's traveling all around the planet with his little gas bags, collecting samples of the air. Don Quixote, tilting at windmills. Anyway, technology transfer pilot projects. Technology transfer. We take the technology that's developed by Vestas or Siemens or GE, and then we transfer that to Zimbabwe or Togo or Lesotho or some other nondescript place. Technology needs assessments. There's lots of assessments going on. Everybody's walking around, boy, we could really use some more technology here. It's usually a computer in a nicer office. And maybe a hybrid car. So that they could drive around. So that they could go in their sandals or their earth shoes and go and sit on the rocky coast of some place and sample the air. And they've got a SUCUV, $80,000 Hummer, sitting over here in the shade, you know, with all of their North Face camping equipment in it. Anyway. Climate change adaptation, GEF trust fund, strategic priority for adaptation, least developed country funds. Those are the LDCFs. They used to be called backward countries, but that was politically incorrect. Then they called them developing, and then they say least developed. And so now it's a least developed countries fund, an LDCF, special climate change funds, achievements during the reporting period, so on, from programmatic approach, programs, is always programs, the Earth Fund, very interesting there, the Earth Fund, they're taking up a fund for Earth, Mother Earth, you know, like God, Gaia is always broke, needs funds, national communications, other initiatives during the reporting period, the Haiti Emergency Project, all right, so if Haiti has a, you know, an earthquake, and now this figures into climate change. Well, world events, it's in there too, publications and outreach. They are always sending out more publications, just like the Sierra Club, World Wildlife Federation, you know, Friends of This, Friends of That, PETA, and the rest of them. A lot of the money that's donated goes back out in glossy advertisements and book bags and totes. Never does really seem to help the polar bears swimming from iceberg to iceberg, climb out and eat their baby seals for breakfast. GEF Evaluation Office, Country Support Programs and Capacity Building. What's all that about? Country supports and capacity building. Again, right back to Agenda 21, but this idea of capacity building is education. As we heard just the other day from Stern, it's going to take more education to get people on board with climate change. You're going to have to buy a whole bunch more of these hybrid automobiles and get them out on the streets and let the government employees ride around in them before any of those government employees would ever pony up the bucks for themselves and buy a hybrid for their own household. Not likely to happen. The GEF 4 Reform Achievements, the GEF 4th Assembly. Here's part 2, GEF Replenishment, Reforms and Programming. Then it goes through climate change mitigation strategies, sustainable forest management, land use change and forestry, land degradation strategy. Isn't that curious? They do have a land degradation strategy. Now, how do you degrade land? What is their strategy for degrading land? Climate change adaptation strategy for least developed countries. And the special climate change fund. Do you think the least developed countries could give a flying Walenda for climate change? Maybe they would like to have an extra bowl of rice at least once a month. Summaries of the projects approved under the GET fund. Summaries of projects approved under the LDCF and SCF. These are tiny things, folks. We drop down all the way down. 85, you don't even get into any of these projects until the 81st, 85th pages of this text. It's a long ways into it, okay? Now let's see if we can drop down into some place in that vicinity and see how long it takes to load. Here we are in page 54. We can just start anywhere. Just pick a place and go with it. Really doesn't make a lot of difference. Let's go to this one, page 55. The SFMREDD plus LULUCF strategy for GEF5 results-based framework. All right, now this is a chart. This is a chart. Now, if anyone has read to page 55, you know, I've read most of this thing last night. My eyes were just burning reading this on the computer. But if anyone has read to this point, they're still into these charts and all of this, acronym-loaded language. If anyone's read to this point, they would get this chart. So let's just go into it. Objective 1, reduce pressures on forest resources and generate sustainable flows of forest ecosystem service. What is a sustainable flow of forest ecosystem service? Doesn't sound to me like it's going to be anything that's going to improve the trees. Doesn't seem like it's going to improve the earth. I don't hear anything in here about composting or anything like that. No, what we're actually talking about are generating sustainable flows of forest ecosystem services. In other words, agencies. And yuppies and greenie weenies sitting behind a computer someplace in Togo or Lesotho, tippy-tapping onto their typewriter while nothing happens in the field. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so to understand how deep this cancer really grows, you know, you've got to go into these documents. And, you know, as Hal Anthony on his broadcast Behind the Woodshed heard here on Sundays on the Oracle Broadcasting Network says repeatedly, you got to get the black and white in your eyes. You got to read the stuff, folks. Anyway, given a little bit more here, key expected outcomes. We're looking at Table 9 here on page 55, Replenishing Reforms and Programming, coming up for Cancun. This is what's going to be out there on the tables. The side tables, we may not be able to travel to the conference, but we can certainly get the documents for ourselves, and I will strive to get this out to you some way or another. Maybe I'll post it somewhere. Anyway, continuing, it says key expected outcomes. Enhanced enabling environments within the forest sector and across sectors. This is one of their goals here. Enhanced enabling environment within the forest sector and across sectors. Here's another bullet point. Good management practices developed and applied in existing forests. Here's another one of their bullet points. Good management practices in the wider forest landscape developed and adopted by relevant economic sectors. Good management practices in the wider forest landscape developed and adopted by relevant economic sectors. So if you go to school long enough, If you get piled in high and deep enough in the sustainable education, if you become truly a globalist, you too can learn to write like this in obfuscatory, logical positivist linguistics that none can understand, none can translate into anything applicable to the land. But it sells well at Cancun, and it generates a lot of interest from the financial community in the form of grants and aids. The core outputs, PES systems established number. I guess that means something. Types of services generated from forests. Forest area, that's hectares, under sustainable management separated by forest type. More managers. More people with their succubis driving around looking, clipboards, video cameras. Coming out and speaking at Berkeley, California, and Washington State University and other places. Nothing happening in the woods, though. Objective two, strengthen the enabling environment to reduce GHC emissions from deforestation and forest degradation and enhance carbon sinks from the LULUCF activities. Key expected outcomes? Enhanced institutional capacity to account for GHG emission reduction and increase in carbon stocks. I'm laying it out for you. New revenue for SFM created through engaging in the voluntary carbon market. Here's their core outputs. National forest monitoring systems in place, which include carbon. Yeah. Innovative financing mechanisms established. Carbon credits generated. See, nothing's happening. This is the king's clothing, right? It's the king's clothing. It takes I guess you have to have the mind of a child to discern that the king is butt naked. And he's running on empty. He's running on steam. He's running on hydrogen, all right? The GEF Strategy 5 for land degradation focal area will maintain overall coherence with the GEF 4 strategy and support efforts to remove key barriers to the sustainable management of crop and livestock systems. That means getting the farmers out of the way, getting the loggers out of the way, and getting rid of those pesky government people that don't want to go with your nonsense. Removing key barriers to the sustainable management of crop and livestock systems. In the United States, you might say that this is the stuff done, this is the work of the change agent. These are the people that come out from your university extension office, and they look at your land. They used to be called extension agents. You know, well, they are still known as extension agents. Before that, they had various other names, but I have it on the good authority from people in the cattle industry, is that whatever they tell you to do, you do the opposite, and your chances for success will be enhanced. Whatever they tell you to do, you do the opposite, and your chances for success will be enhanced. Again, more emphasis will be given to the management of competing land uses, such as food production and biomass production. Food production, foods, feeds, and beverages, and biomass. We need a lot more biomass out there. Because they not only result in changes in land cover and ecosystem dynamics, but also contribute to an increase of the emission of GHGs. Wow. By emphasizing the management of natural resources in an integrated way and in support of livelihoods of millions of people, the land degradation strategy has been made fully consistent with the overall approach to natural resources management across the GAF. I'm still having a hard time with this idea of having the land degradation strategy. Wow. Talk about population reduction. Let's go ahead and degrade the land. This is all for the environment. Following best practices. In this regard, joint programming with other focal areas will be actively pursued, especially in the context of integrated watershed management in priority transboundary catchments and groundwater recharge areas. Did you understand that? I did, but it's taken years. Increasing forest and tree cover in production landscapes, links with the climate change focal areas, and implementation of, scrolling back up, landscape approaches for protected area management, links with the biodiversity focal area. Do you think this stuff's going to work? It sells good on Wall Street, but it doesn't do very well in the forest. You think the loggers would understand this? The property owners? No. No, they wouldn't. The goal of land degradation focal areas is to contribute to arresting and reversing current global trends in land degradation. Okay, we're going to arrest. That's a given. About 4 o'clock in the morning, shotguns, AR-14s, SWAT teams, tasers, they're going to arrest and then reverse current global trends in land degradation. That means we're going to have to relocate you to one of the Stack 'em and Pack 'em Sustainable Development Smart Growth Cities. You don't belong out there. We're going to rewild the King's Land, right? To achieve this goal, the strategy encompasses 4 objectives. Maintain or improve the flow of agro-ecosystem services to sustaining the livelihoods of local communities. What do they mean? Maintain or improve the flow of agro-ecosystem services to sustaining the livelihood of local communities. If you can figure out how that means tomatoes and peas, please let me know. 2, generate sustainable flows of forest ecosystem services in arid, semi-arid, subhumid zones, including sustaining livelihoods of forest-dependent people. You know, one of the best ways of sustaining the livelihood of the forest-dependent people? Get the hell out of their forests. They've only been doing it for thousands of years. Do you think they need somebody from MIT to come in and tell them how to live in the forest, for goodness sakes? You know, William Ernest Hawking was so right so many years ago when he wrote, after going to the Near East and looking at the cesspool that was being built over there before Israel was created, but the Zionists were already coming in. His advice to the world, and he was a Harvard University professor of Eastern politics and political science and philosophy, was to get out of their way. Leave the people alone. The ignorance and the arrogance of the white boy, Western European, we believe that we have the best system. And because we believe we have the best system, we are willing at gunpoint to convince others that we have the best system. We did that trick with the Pawnee and the Sioux, the Mesa, the Algonquin, the Iroquois. We tried that with the Blackfoot. And their systems are now gone. We can't learn from them. But we did it at the point of the gun and proved ourselves right that white man knows exactly what to do. I love the advancements that we've made. But who really among us can say that we have best ways, the best practices? Well, obviously, we do. The Rockefellers do believe that, and the Carnegies do believe, and the Rothschilds do believe they have the best program. And they're going to put it everywhere, regardless of the consequences. Reduce pressures on natural resources from competing land use in the wider landscape. So it comes up to this very curious little discussion about whether it is better to have all Bermuda grass in your field, a monoculture, or whether you have a multiculture in your field. Which one actually produces the best soil and the best crops? Well, we're all out of time today. Too bad. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.